This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The oil giant BP wants the British Prime Minister to intervene with the U.S. over the rising cost of compensation stemming from the 2010 Gulf oil disaster. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, David.
What exactly is BP complaining about here?
Well, they claim they're being ripped off by an army of lawyers down there in the Gulf, hustling around, making compensation claims that are inflated, BP says, and often totally undeserved, some claims coming from companies that didn't suffer any loss at all from the spill.
But BP ultimately agreed to compensate businesses along the Gulf Coast that were affected by this mess. What's the problem here?
Well, under the compensation system that BP agreed, businesses merely have to show they made less profit than usual or a loss after the spill. Oil analyst Malcolm Bracken says BP's been rather dumb.
The problem is they've written a blank check to businesses of Louisiana and not asked them to prove causality. So they're struggling to wriggle out of it.
BP says it was just trying to make it easier for genuine claimants to get compensation, but the system's been abused, says BP.
Help me understand this. What does BP want the British Prime Minister to do about this?
Well, BP has lodged a legal appeal. If it fails, it wants Cameron to intervene with the White House. BP supporters here say there's some protectionism at work here. BP's getting hammered, they say, because it's a foreign company, perhaps even because it's British. But it's worth noting, David, BP may have once been called British Petroleum. These days, however, it certainly has more American than British employees.
Stephen Beard at the Marketplace European Desk. Thank you.
Thank you, David.